Just think.
Okay, thank you, Nate. We're going to go around the room for a roll call for the people who are here that are present first. If you could say your name and your company that you're with, we're going to start with Luke Hill.
Luke Hill with NDOT.
Pam Drock with the Evansville MPO.
Lakeisha Stewart with Federal Highway Indiana Division.
Mike Lebitsky, City Engineer, Evansville.
Sayed Shagusade, Evansville MPO.
Erin Schrieffer, Evansville MPO.
Carrie Aiken, Evansville MPO. And do we have four staff members and an intern for Federal Highway in our audience? Now I'm going to go through virtually. So if you, when I call your name, just say present in the organization you're with. David Broderhausen.
Present, NDOT.
Karen Brooks.
Easter Seals Rehabilitation Center.
Nate Hahn.
Here, Evansville Regional Airport.
Nick Hall.
KYTC.
Lori Van Hook.
Present, Evansville Trails Coalition.
Jessica Waddle. Jessica, you're muted, or if you can put in chat who you're with. Mackenzie May.
Present, Evansville Trails Coalition.
Lauren Summers. Lauren, you're also muted.
Catch that, KYTC.
Lauren Summers, you're unmuted now. So. Dwayne Decker.
Present, NDOT.
Jonathan Sebaking.
Present, Metz.
Jeff Whitaker.
Present, Bob Miller Group.
Is there anyone that we've forgotten that's on? I believe we have everyone, Nate. Thank you.
Okay. Well, it should be a fairly quick meeting. I was not at the last one, so my apologies, everybody, but the minutes were circulated. Does anyone have any comments, corrections, additions? If not, I would take a motion to approve.
I motion.
Thank you, Lori.
Second.
Thank you, Mackenzie. So we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify with an aye.
Aye.
And any opposed? Same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. We'll go right into old business. Pam, project update.
All right, starting with the City of Evansville projects, Walnut Street Phase 2, which is from Weinbach Avenue to Van Avenue. The project construction is substantially complete and the corridor is open to traffic. The contractor is working on punch list items. Walnut Street Phase 3. The contractor has started roadway construction from Kentucky Avenue to Denby Avenue, and the waterline relocation has been extended to Governor Street. Under Vandenberg County projects, Oak Hill from Eastwood Drive to Millersburg Road, utility relocations are underway, and that project is in the construction phase. Oak Hill Road from Lynch Road to St. George, right-of-way acquisition is ongoing. Offers for 10 parcels have been approved. Utility coordination is continuing. The Wimberg Road Bridge over Lucas Creek, a field check will be scheduled for the end of July or the start of August. Wark County, we had a telephone road bid letting, and it was yesterday. There is an apparent low bid of approximately $8.82 million received from Blankenberger Brothers, Inc. Oak Grove Road Phase 4, utility engineering is ongoing. And moving over to Kentucky projects, Watson Lane Appraisal activities are underway with 15 of 19 parcels completed. And that's all we have for the local projects, and I'll turn it over to NDOT to review theirs.
The first project I'm going to give an update for is State Road 66 at Epworth. The construction is ongoing. Completion will be by late summer. For the concrete pavement restoration projects on I-69, they switched maintenance of traffic around, so the drivers are switching lanes. B42876, US 41, State Road 62 and 66. Loons have been placed and bridge foundations well underway, ironing out aesthetics. US 41 from north of State Road 66 and 62 pavement replacement, revising the subgrade treatment that will work better with the soil that is presently installed, and they are installing a storm sewer. The intersection improvements at Van, Burkhart, Crosspoint, and Stockwell. Construction is set to begin at Van and Stockwell by the end of August, which construction will be starting there after Epworth is completed. I-69 small structures and drains pre-con was held at Evansville District. Construction will begin in the coming weeks. Slide correction on State Road 66 west of US 41. Final tracings have been submitted, currently being reviewed. Then pavement and intersection improvements on State Road 62 west of US 41, working on stage 3 plans and redetermining utility conflicts. US 41 at Lynch Road, a right turn lane was evaluated but ultimately not decided, so that project is now moving forward. Intersection improvements at Bakey and Stockwell. Utility coordination is ongoing while stage 1 plans are being designed. And then lastly, the US 41 intersections at Petersburg. Stage 1 plans will be completed by late fall with preliminary field checks scheduled sometime this winter. Waters report was submitted and approved. The State Road 57 at US 41. Due to shifting safe program prioritization, project letting was moved to 116 of 2030. Stage 1 plans are still ongoing. And then US 41 at St. George. We held a meeting with the stakeholders across the airport to discuss the traffic flow and maintenance of traffic issues. Due to shifting safe program, project letting was moved to 11/15/2028 letting. And that is all I have for NDOT project updates.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for anybody? Okay. Seems easy enough. Moving on, Aaron, are you taking care of the call for projects?
That's right. The call for projects for fiscal year 2031 and beyond was officially announced yesterday. An email was sent out to our Indiana LPAs announcing that the call is now open. The application, along with the reference guide and the budget table, has been posted to our website at evansvillempo.com. The call for projects is open to Indiana LPAs to apply through us for federal highway funding. Any project, regardless of anticipated federal highway funding source, is eligible for submission. Project applications should be submitted through an employee of responsible charge. As has been required in the past, a letter of financial commitment and a project budget is also needed to be included with the application. These applications are due back to the MPO by the end of the day on Friday, July 26th, and we can answer any questions that come up as you work through the application.
Thank you.
Yep.
Nate, we have 2 people that just came in. So before we take some approval requests that I want to make sure they're on, we have, let's see, who was it? Sean Hayden?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Sean Hayden is here. And then also in person, Mike O'Daniel. Yes, Mike is here as well. So I just wanted to make that for the record.
Thank you, Carrie. We move forward under new business. We have a couple TIP amendment and modification amendments first.
All right, we have a new TIP amendment memo to provide to you today because there were some change. There has been a change in what was sent to you on your packet. So I'll give Amir a minute to pull that up. Go. Okay, so the Evansville MPO, we're seeking approval for attached amendments. The first project that is listed is the development of a regional safety action plan to the TIP. And that project was included in your packet when we sent that out. It was also published for public comment for June 26th to July 10th. We did not receive any comments to report to you today. But the second project that's on this list, the electric vehicle charging infrastructure, that one is being added as an emergency amendment. The request to amend it to the TIP was not provided to us in time for us to do the public comment period, but it is a project that we need to get in the TIP so that we can keep the project moving forward and we don't delay the implementation of the project. The request, the project is exempt from conformity, meaning the project will not cause a new negative air quality impact. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer any questions about them. Otherwise, the amendments, both the emergency amendment and the original amendment are here for your review, comment, and hopefully approval.
Thank you, Pam. Does anybody have any questions? I mean, I'll be the one that'll ask the one about the adding the electric vehicle stuff. You said there wasn't opportunity for public comment. Is that something that I understand from NDOT may need to go through that. Is there any requirement for us to have anything like that? Or does this meeting serve as an opportunity for public comment?
This serves as an opportunity for this particular project. We do have a policy in place for processing emergency amendments for situations like this where the project needs to be included in our document quickly. But it will also need to go through review from the STIP, which is the State Transportation Improvement Program project. So there was a continued opportunity for anybody to comment on that project as it moves forward through the process. So.
Thank you.
Nate, I apologize. There's one more person on, Thomas Witt. Please announce present.
Present.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie. And thank you, Thomas. Anyway, Heather, have any other comments? If not, we'd take a motion for the amendment.
I move to approve the amendment as is.
Thank you, David. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Sean. All those in favor signify with an aye.
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 Okay. Any opposed? Okay. Hearing none. It passes. And then we have a modification as well, Pam.
Yes, in your packet was included a list of modifications that had been processed by the Evansville MPO since our last meeting. These are for informational purposes, so they do not need action. Just a quick high-level review. We've revised funding and fiscal years on 4 contracts that had been currently in the TIP, and then we added 4 projects that are considered group projects to the TIP at the request. All of these were at the request of NDOT.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Pam on the modifications? Okay. Hearing none. I show no other business, no other new business. public comment. Is there anyone that feels they need to be heard? We'll give you a little bit of time. Okay, hearing none. Upcoming meetings, you can see on the agenda. Unless somebody else has something for the good of the group, we'll stand adjourned. Thank you, everybody.